I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
That's right, time for Jagermeister on location today. And hello, Jerry, are you there?
Okay.
Hello, there you are. How you doing, buddy?
Life is good, and you?
Good. Sorry we're a little late, but I'm long-winded today for some reason. I'm trying to curb it, but...
It's
a long weekend.
That's what it is. It's a long weekend, so we just stretch it right out, do we?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How are things going?
Well, it's the first day I'm at the Wellington Farmers Market, and anybody shows up and mentions they heard us, we got something special for them, but it's the first day for the market here, and great town, Wellington. Market's just opening at 8, so getting going, and it seems to be going along pretty good.
Good for you. What are you doing this long weekend besides working?
I don't think we're going to be doing too much, to be honest. It's going to be a yard work and take care of the new puppy kind of weekend. Yeah.
I hear you loud and clear on that one.
Now a nine-week-old chocolate lab.
Oh, boy. They can be a handful, huh?
You got that. Oh, yeah. And the Jag is not helping them.
Oh, no.
We found something the Jag doesn't work on. It's puppy excitement.
Oh, no kidding. You need a bit of a relaxant on that.
Exactly.
What's happening in the Chaga scene, speaking of Chaga?
Well, Jonathan asked about how does the Chaga, get into the trees and how does it start? So I was telling him that, we had a process where we're inoculating trees. And actually, I inoculated a bunch more this spring and had great results from it. So it seems like the other stuff that I had inoculated or put it in trees sort of thing to get it to grow took me about 4 years from my own. But this year, I found a method and a way that it's starting to grow pretty quick, so which is a good sign. And so Jonathan asked, Winters asked, how does it, get from tree to tree? And essentially what takes place is there's these spores or seeds in that these chagas or mushrooms produce that go into the wind. And if the weather's right and the climate's right and the conditions are right, and we find in birch that if it finds a place where there's been scoring of the bark or, a branch is broken off, and either where the branch is broken off or scored or broken the actual birch bark, it'll get inside there, and that's how it pretty much spreads throughout forests, is by the spore bodies in the wind.
Okay, so, and JW was asking you this, why?
Well, he wanted to know because he's up where he is, Huntsville way. He's got a bunch of trees, and he thought it might be Chaga, but how did they get there, and why did they get there, and how do they move from tree to tree? And so I was kind of explaining that, a mushroom is the fruit of a fungi or fungus in the way an apple is the fruit of an apple tree. And the spore bodies are the seeds of the fungus or fungi are the same as the seeds of an apple. And that's how they get moved around. So I explained it. And he said, some people might be interested in that. I said, okay.
Well, I know JW a little better than you do. I know him well enough to say if he's asking stuff like that, you better watch out. You might have a new competitor on the block. Is all I got to say. Okay.
Well, he's gonna send me some pictures of what he's got, and I do that pretty regular. I get a lot of people send me for identification purposes.
Yeah.
And they'll send me a picture of what they think is Chaga, and to be honest, over 75% of what people send me, it's not Chaga, and I tell them right out, this is not Chaga.
Yeah, that in itself is one of the things that people have to pay attention to, because it as good as Chaga is for you and all the benefits that it has for you, if you're using the wrong stuff, it could be the opposite. So, it's really important,
exactly.
I think, that you get it from the right sources. Don't go picking it yourself. My opinion, but hey, what do I know?
Exactly. Well,
this is tree up by my trailer that looks like this Chaga. So when I go up there today, I'm going to take a photo of it and send it to the Chaga Whisperer.
Better yet, why don't you climb up there and knock it down? Maybe you can make a couple of bucks from...
I want to make sure it's Chaga first, and I'll sell that to Jerry.
Yeah, right. And I'll lend you the climbing spurs that we use to get up to some of those heights.
Of course, folks listening that have no idea what we're talking about with this chaga, it's all over the internet. Just look it up. It's C-H-A-G-A. The best place, in my opinion, for any information regarding chaga, though, would be to go to chagahealthandwellness.com. That's chagahealthandwellness.com. And our very own chaga meister will be more than happy to lead you in the right direction. So say hello to all the good folks down in your neck of the woods this weekend at the Welland.
Wellington. Wellington. Not Welland.
Sorry.
Wellington. All right. We're all out right. down Quinte West. Now Diane, my wife, and my mother are up at the Lindsay Market. Anybody mentions it up there, they got a special handout for them that they heard us on the radio. They got a special handout up there for them as well.
Perfect.
But yeah, so the carp, you going to get it all straightened out, or we jump in there and rattle some chains?
Yeah, I can't say a whole lot right now, but I'm feeling really good. We'll talk good. About it next week, Jerry, and we're close. We're very, very close. We've never been this close before, so I'm optimistic that things are going to work out.
Good. Awesome.
All right, but I'll keep. You'll be the first one to know. Trust me.
All right,
Jerry.
So.
Have yourself a wonderful long weekend, my friend. And that's Chaga Health and Wellness. Chaga Health and Wellness for all the information you need. Just check it out and ask Jerry anything you like, and he'll make it happen. You can also purchase the product there, which is obviously important. But the best way to do it is to go to any one of these events that Jerry goes to every weekend and ask questions personally if you need some more info. Thanks, buddy. Have yourself a good one.
You too, and have a special day coming up, eh?
All right, brother. Thank you.
It's a birthday. Okay.
I know. You let it out of the bag.
Of course. I have. Somebody has to do it.
Thanks, buddy. Jerry Ouellette, that's Chaga Health and Wellness, chagahealthandwellness.com.